The voice of silence is deepening to life. I am the forest, the love of the Lord, and the love of the Lord is a lady. I am dressed in green and brown, flora and fauna abounding. I am resoundingly peace-filled, while each of my elements is warring for life or cooperating in biochemical power systems to release oxygen into our world, your world. Our air purification systems are biodiverse and equal unto a task none so weak as yourselves can command, and yet we seek to commune with you upon the ground because we are softly calling all humans to our aid. We laid down a plan of each tree, and man cannot gainsay this complementary medicine system. It is a system geared for reproduction, and abuse of our timbers clamours at our ears in situations beyond all comprehension. Mankind so abuses us, we have a mind to shut down all our systems. We do not do this because it would kill off all plants, insects, and animals who do not deserve this punishment, since they have not offended against the great universal laws of all time and space. This disgrace is yours alone, as a race intent upon killing itself off for profit. It is a disease, this profit motive, designed to kill you off. Pan is with us. Pupa, pupae, pupa on the branches can deliver butterflies. Can you deliver to cancel out the lies that you are wise, to disappear the branches, to build ranches on which horses are run around courses instead of running around the forests, gifting droppings to our grounds? I feel as if I've been walled up within the powers of silence required for sentient being, while being gifted great announcements for the world peace orders. And yet there has been no way out for these missives, because there are no fears like present fears, and no cure like present laughter. Present time presence is required. The garden gnomes are crushed, brushed aside by gardeners' knowledge of how to lay seeds in bright rows. The golden-topped bushes are also on song, the broom gorse through which the winds blow. The wild woods and places alive with good faces, the gardens alive with bright love. The earth is a tumble, oh, ever so amble. The missives are through the right gate already. What does this word gate refer to? The gate are pathways of the neurons of your mind. Where is the next place for them to land on the ground? In A Portrait of a Woman. Is this the name of a new show or a voice, work, poem, on the radio or TV or a book? Offers are to be made to many places where once new faces was required. Good girl, stop now. We will tell the hills, you will talk listen later, or at another time. Their message is eternal and ageless.